What's the situation with seniors and sex? If you are over 60 years old, stay tuned and listen to this episode. I'll see you on the inside. This podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Ann Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fixed. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. Today, we're going to talk about sex and seniors. Do you really have less sex when you get older? Not necessarily. Stay tuned to find out what is the real truth. The average age of Americans has never been higher. According to the U.S. Census Bureau projection, the population age 65 and above will surge from 58 million in 2022 to 82 million by 2050, marking a 47% increase, expected to represent 23% of the total population in the U.S. So, contrary to popular belief, the elderly maintain a keen interest in sexual activity. In a study in 2023, 42% of women and 60% of men age 65 to 74 are sexually active, with a third of them older in their 70s and 80s engaging in sex at least two times per month. Now, I remember when I was in my 30s and I was having babies, I was lucky if I even have sex twice a month, and we were so busy working and taking care of kids. And the seniors in their 70s and 80s are having at least two times a month. So they definitely beat me when I was in my 30s. I don't know about you, but as you get older, you have more time to really enjoy sex. So why not? So take care of yourself now while you're in your 20s, your 30s, and your 40s, so that way you can have sexual activity when you get in your 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's like taking care of your teeth. You should take care of your sexual organs the same way you take care of your teeth. Well, interestingly, a national poll on healthy aging that was conducted by the AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons, and the University of Michigan, they saw that two-thirds of individuals aged 65 to 80 expressed a keen interest in sex, with more than 50% of them consider it vital for their quality of life. A Swedish study even found out that 10% of individuals in their 90s and older are sexually active. Now, sexual activity in the elderly is not limited to penetrative intercourse because of their comorbidities such as arthritis and hormonal changes and also blood pressure problem. They adapt their sexual activity due to ED, vaginal dryness, arthritis, mobility limitation, and even side effects of medication. So it could also include solo sex, fondling, kissing, and oral sex. Now, the most common sexual problem in older men is erectile dysfunction and low testosterone or hypogonadism. According to estimates, 70% of men over the age of 70 experience ED. Now, when you also get older, you also have high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease, which compound the problem of erectile dysfunction. And then testosterone level also decreased too after the age of 30. Because of lower testosterone, elderly men have a lower sex drive, osteoporosis, and also reduced muscle strength and also fat deposit as well. Now, in aging women or women that are in menopause, there are hormonal changes that happen, which she has lower testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone. Then that is manifested as decreased sex drive, vaginal dryness, and atrophy of the vaginal muscle, a condition called vulvovaginal atrophy or genital urinary syndrome of menopause or GSM. And it is very common in menopausal women. Menopause means the women are no longer menstruating or have a period when they get probably in their late 50s or mid 50s. So when this happened with vaginal dryness, decreased lubrication, and then muscular changes in the vagina, it causes pain during sexual intercourse. And it's very uncomfortable. And some women describe this as a feeling of sandpaper during sexual activity. And so every woman that listened to this, or men, if you have a partner, let her know that she does not need to suffer with pain with sex. It can be treated, and it can be treated easily with a lubricant cream or an estrogen local cream that is not systemic, and it can actually reverse the pain in as little as a week or two. So women, you do not have to live with painful and uncomfortable intercourse. So the CDC statistics indicate that in 2010 to 2020, the incidence of gonorrhea among individuals age 55 and older increased from 3.5 cases among 100,000 people to 17 cases among 100,000 people. And it's also a rising trend in syphilis and chlamydia. So this is indicative of seniors having unprotected sex influenced by casual sex, and also an increased use of dating app among seniors. So you're retired, you don't have to worry about getting pregnant, and you're relaxed, you're enjoying life. Why not? So I thought that was an interesting fact there. Now, there was a review published study in the Pan America Journal of Public Health that concluded that current research on the relationship between sexual health and subjective well-being in older age groups suggests that living a fulfilling sex life is an essential part of their well-being. And so according to a national survey, only 17% of older adults actually talk to their doctor about their sexual health problems. So that's pretty sad. That means that 83% are suffering in silence. They're not discussing it with their doctor. And the doctor probably should be doing a better job of initiating conversation about sexual health. I believe that sexual health questions should be asked on every bit of visit, even in patient, especially over 50. Because if you ask, you will open more conversation, because the nature of sexual activity is an uncomfortable subject. If you're listening to this, discuss this with your doctor. And if you're a doctor listening to this, initiate the conversation with your patient. I always do, because I feel that is also the fifth vital sign as well, because sexual health is also good general health. So having said that, for women, I stress again, do not suffer in silence. You do not have to suffer with painful sexual intercourse. There is help, and it's something local, such as a lubricant, a cream, or a local estrogen cream that will make the pain go away in as little as a week to a few weeks. And for men, there are other treatments for your erectile dysfunction and low testosterone, such as testosterone supplementation as injection or pellet, or other alternatives besides just taking Viagra and Cialis. Again, I stress the four pillars of health, which is diet, exercise, sleep, and stress reduction. And I know those sometimes are hard to do, but in my last episode, I talk about the five food that you should avoid and the five food you should eat. Again, a Mediterranean diet, a diet full of vegetables and lean meat and nuts is a diet I recommend that will be good for sexual health. And also know that if you just institute just one of the pillars of sexual health, you're going to see a big difference, and you may even see some weight loss as well. And there are other alternative treatments to erectile dysfunction other than medication, such as platelet-rich plasma, shockwave therapy, Botox injection to the penis, which is what I do in the office, along with the lifestyle modification that I talk about. So having said that, I will link again the Good Morning Wood smoothie in the show notes description and the Mediterranean diet. And just know that you do not have to figure out how to get your sexual health on your own. I am there to help you and to coach you and to answer any question that you have in the Modern Man Club. So go check out the Modern Man Club. It's a space where I coach you to get back to your sexual function with natural solution. And you actually get to ask me questions live twice a month. And you also get access to my online supplement at a discounted rate as well too. So check it out at noedman.com. And I'll put that in the show note as well. So having said that, Modern Man, let's start our sexual revolution. Let's regain our independence in our sexuality. And I will see you in the next episode. Are you struggling and frustrated in finding a solution for ED? Well, I have just the thing for you. It's called the Modern Man Club, led by yours truly, Dr. Ann. Together, we're redefining male sexuality and embracing a holistic approach to overcoming ED without medication or surgery. I will provide a protective environment for a community and proven strategy to overcoming ED. It is a safe place, expert coaching by me and my team. We provide holistic approach to overcoming ED and an empowering community of men with ED supporting one another and lots of educational resources. Visit menssexualityclub.com at the link here on my right and connect with us and reclaim control over your sexual health. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.